Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm just ticking off most of that with my own government.
So, oh, okay. So it's not unique, I suppose. But cheapers. I mean, you know, you get paid to be on lockdown in London, and you know, things. Anyway, China's nuclear weapons. What in the world?
Yeah, we could get a little bit worried about this, or we could listen to this and go, oh, thank goodness, it's on the other side of the world. But there again, we're talking nuclear weapons. So what this is the Federation of American Scientists saying that China is expanding its nuclear weapons capacity. They have satellite images from Zhanjiang province in the west of China, and they suggest a new missile silo field. So a silo field is silos, obviously, essentially bays where you can stick nuclear missiles. And this one has 110 silos under construction over the last couple of months. This is on top of the report last month in the Washington Post that looked at 120 new silos in a site in a desert area of Gansu province. So that's 230 potential extra missiles that China can suddenly stick in two different parts of its own country. And it, of course, may be the tip of a very hot iceberg. Why are they proliferating like that? And should we be extra concerned? We obviously don't even know which direction these damn things will point.
Hectic. I'm very frustrated about the hegemony. I know we're not supposed to say that, but the hegemony that dictates that there are only certain people who can have nuclear weapons, and there are certain people who, when they point them around, we can say you're not allowed to, but then France can like bomb like French Polynesia. But it is a concerning issue. Speaking of weapons, we move from nuclear weapons to gun crime. What's happening in the United States?
Well, this is the company that made a rifle used in one of the world's worst school shootings has offered some compensation to several victims' families. In a few cases, they've sort of been dragged through the courts and have kind of admitted nothing. But I wonder if there's an admission implicit in this. We're talking about Sandy Hook. Remember that 9 years ago, the school in Connecticut.
That's right.
Where 20 young children, they were aged 5 and 6, and 6 teachers were shot dead, and there was no change to the gun laws. I mean, Barack Obama was president at the time. We thought, surely something will change. He thought, surely something will change. Nothing did. Well, the maker of the gun that was used at Sandy Hook, Remington, they're a 200-year-old company, they're going bankrupt. And in the course of their bankruptcy, as part of the whole proceedings, they have offered compensation to some of the families. The families have always wanted change. They've always wanted gun law change because they haven't really campaigned for money. They say they want to stop another slaughter like this. And after all, 9 years later, there have been plenty of slaughters in the meantime. So they are currently considering their options. But I wonder, is this a weapons maker finally admitting responsibility and therefore culpability, admitting essentially that a military-grade weapon should not have been sold to a civilian to carry out the mayhem they did?
I really do hope so. I mean, they're very rigid about this. They generally don't admit it. So that would be like a watershed moment, like when cigarette companies finally admitted that, you know, our product might cause disease, right?
Yes, exactly.
For those of us who don't smoke, luxury ultra marathon running. Talk to me about this. What is luxury about marathon running?
Good question. Not terribly much, because I imagine when you're sort of running your 30, 40, 50 miles, however far you're running, there's probably very little that you're thinking about. Are you thinking about a box of chocolates or a nice glass of champagne? I doubt it. But combine them. And this is the Highland Kings Ultra. It's a race being run next April. And they call it a luxury ultra run experience. So you basically spend 4 days running up and down the hills of the Scottish Highlands, and they are big hills. So you're doing 30 odd miles a day and, of course, sweating like a pig. But at the end of it, at the end of every day, you get Michelin-starred chefs, butlers, glamping lodges, hydrotherapy pools. At the end of the whole thing, you get a feast on the Isle of Arran, and you also get all the way through, before, during, and maybe even a bit after, bespoke training and eating plans based on your sweat composition. So they can look at you after day one and say, yeah, you definitely need a bit of salt. I mean, no kidding, but you know what I mean? They're going to do that. Yours, should you want to do this, you'll have to pay. You won't be paid. You'll have to pay £15,000 a time, or roughly speaking, 300,000 rand for this experience.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Sorry. That's within a day. The last time I considered paying £15,000, it was when I wanted to go to Lambda to study the dramatic arts. And my dad was like, sweetheart, UCT is right here. You can go to Cape Town.
Although you were eyeing up that Rolls Royce we talked about.
Exactly. And, that's so funny.
You know what? I've got you down for two tickets. I would have thought 600,000 rand.
Yeah, 600,000. Easy.
Why not?
Easy. In fact, the partner is you. Let's go. Sounds like
fun. For a bit of running and smoked salmon.
Exactly.
The other ways of spending the money.
And then we drive away in the Rolls Royce. Thank you so much, Adam. Always bring a smile to my face. Adam Gilchrist there giving us the world view. Let's head over to our traffic.
EWN Traffic.
Thanks, Reveal Web. In Brackenfell South, there's a report of an accident on Bortleray Road at Hazendal Wine Estate. And on the R300 North, there's still that vehicle broken down in the left lane after Van Riebeek Road. On the R300 South, there's an accident scene. It's after New Eisleben Road, adding to the delays on the R300 due to